This is CJ Kinney for Esoterica, a short feature which delves into the realms of the extraordinary. Have you ever heard this saying? Refusing to forgive is like taking poison and waiting for the other person to die. There are many versions of it, substituting unforgiveness for resentment or holding a grudge, and it's been attributed to everyone from Carrie Fisher, she played Princess Leia in Star Wars, to Nobel Peace Prize winning Nelson Mandela, who, by the way, helped end apartheid in South Africa and became its first black president. But regardless of who said it or rephrased it, it's not just a clever analogy. It really is actual poison. According to the famous Mayo Clinic, one of the top hospitals and medical research centers in the entire world, refusing to forgive can cause stress, anxiety, depression, high blood pressure, cardiac strain, and even affect your immune system, making you more vulnerable to everything from colds to COVID. But that's not all this poison can do. Like a toxic mold, it can bring your bitterness into new experiences and new relationships, ruining them from the get-go, creating the illusion that things always go wrong in your life for some reason. That is some powerful poison, and we humans often line up to take it, sometimes paying really any price to ensure a constant supply. And like any terrible drug, we can get so addicted to it that it literally defines our lives, and we utter with pride and defiance that we will never, ever forgive them. But we should, because forgiveness, in some ways, has little to do with the offender. In fact, it only keeps the wound they inflicted open and festering, literally giving their original time-restricted transgression the power to hurt you indefinitely. I've struggled with this for literal decades with someone in my life who I perceive as a repeat offender. It's hard to get away from them, so the reoffending continues. Then one day, in exasperation, because nothing I ever did to address this made it any better, I started to utilize Ho'oponopono, a traditional Hawaiian practice of forgiveness, and I made them my main target. Then, randomly, something rather miraculous happened one day where I all of a sudden realized that their bad behavior wasn't about me. I mean, at all. This whole thing, in fact, has absolutely nothing to do with me. They act the way they do because that's the way they roll, behaving on some sort of unaware autopilot that seems to keep them from realizing what harm they cause, keeping at bay the people they profess to really love, like me. And that's just really sad. When I realized this, compassion flowed through me, followed by effortless forgiveness. And since that moment, their bad behavior has ceased to affect me. But it takes practice. The first few times were through gritted teeth, and I didn't mean any of it. And it takes a clear understanding of what forgiveness actually is and what it isn't. First and foremost, forgiveness is not being a doormat. It's not signing up for more or learning to live in danger or peril, because it's not always about reconciliation either. Sometimes people in situations, while eligible for forgiveness, are simply not safe to be around. Instead, effective forgiveness can be a solitary practice where the offender never has to admit anything or even be alive, and where it's not necessary to even tell them. Here's how my practice of Ho'oponopono works. With the offender in mind, simply say, "I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you." It's quick and easy and can be applied to anyone, even yourself. And it's okay if you don't feel it right away. Forgiveness is a practice, not an event, so give it time. Don't worry about the outcome. And then at some point, out of the blue, you will feel it. And that feeling changes everything for the better. For Esoterica, this is CJ Kinney. Thanks for listening.